It's the JT the Brick Show, broadcasting live from the Finley Cadillac Performance Studio.
Raiders bring a blitz. He takes up off the middle, and he's wrapped up from behind. Max Crosby.
Your silver and black home to sound off for over 20 years.
Open at the 35, racing to the 20, 10, touchdown Raiders.
And now, here's JT the Brick.
Here we go, out of the gate, into your ears. No, I'm not JT the Brick. Vince Sapienza sitting in for the legend that is JT, who is en route to Canton, Ohio, getting set to celebrate, to honor, and enjoy the festivities that is the Pro Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Weekend, celebrating few players, but one close to our heart, friend of the program, friend to Raider Nation, one Eric Allen. Now, JT's going to have a great show on Friday celebrating the enshrinement that is to be for Eric Allen on Friday. But while he's traveling over there to Canton, getting set for the kickoff to the NFL preseason opener tonight, Chargers-Lions, we are sitting in. We are talking day seven of training camp. Now, before we get there, Eric Allen is the man of the hour this weekend. I think we can all agree on that here in our hearts and in our ears. He's making the rounds right now. He is a busy man. This is a guy who's getting ready for a speech, getting ready for the after party. He's also making the media rounds leading up to the enshrinement this weekend. He even made a little stop on Pat McAfee's show earlier this morning. Here's a small little teaser of hearing from EA before the weekend with Pat McAfee.
Pat, let me tell you something, man. I was in the perfect sweet spot, right? So I played against Joe Montana and those 49er teams, 88 and 89, when they were rolling, right? They had Jerry, Mike, they had all tremendous players. I ended my career playing against Tom Brady. So I have a window of looking at all these great players. And then I'm able to sit on the sideline and watch Mahomes. So I just kind of take it all in, and it's changed from era to era, but the one thing that remains constant is it's really all about the team.
Yes.
Right? There's no one individual that's going to be able to win by himself. It has to be a collective.
And
Adam
Vinatieri was able to do it.
So that is Eric Allen, the soon-to-be Pro Football Hall of Famer on the Pat McAfee Show. I will never miss an opportunity to celebrate EA, his accomplishments, everything he's done. He's about to be a Hall of Fame football player, Hall of Fame human. Really happy for him. I wanted to get that in there right off the bat. Again, basis as to why I get to fill in for JT today as he's going to link up with EA. Excited for all that is to come for him this weekend and celebrate the career of one Eric Allen. But it is day seven of training camp on the field for the Silver and Black, and there is no shortage of news here today. Now, within, I would say, about 18 hours or so, 19 hours or so, news broke that Colton Miller, Raiders left tackle, has agreed to a contract extension with the Raiders, keeping him here for the long-term, or three-year contract extension worth $66 million, over $42 million of that guaranteed. And we thought that was going to be the big news. We thought, at bare minimum, that was going to be the biggest offensive lineman news of the day, but it is not. Colton Miller, he got outshined as they hit the practice field, and team drills got underway. And all eyes are centered on the center position for the Raiders. So for those just checking in, for those just listening, it has been a daily rotation at who has been starting with the ones at the center position. It was Jackson Powers Johnson. The next day, it would be Jordan Meredith. And now today was supposed to be, based on that schedule of rotation, it was supposed to be Jackson Powers Johnson's day with the ones. But that was not the case. Jordan Meredith, for consecutive practices, was running with the ones at center. However, the newest wrinkle to Raiders training camp practice, Jackson Powers Johnson taking over at right guard in place of Alex Kappa. Now, for many days, myself, along with the rest of the Raiders media contingent, have been going back and forth and back and forth of what it means. Is this really a competition? Is Jackson Powers Johnson really at risk of not being the starting center when the Raiders head to Foxborough week one of the NFL season? And the answer is a resounding yes. But, and this is a big but, It's not necessarily a Jordan Meredith or Jackson Powers Johnson, as we saw today. The best five guys can include both of them on that offensive line. Now, who is the odd man out today? It's Alex Kappa. But when we try and surmise the reasoning, when we try and figure out what's going on there, Jordan Meredith has not been a guy who's played center in his football career. He's taken snaps here and there, but he's never, in a game, taken center spots. So why now? What is this regime? What is this coaching staff seeing out of Jordan Meredith? Well, Pete Carroll, who met with media a couple days ago, talked about Jordan Meredith specifically and what he's shown to this point.
First off, it just goes right to the heart of everything. It's always competing. These guys are battling for their playing time. And they're battling. It's a good battle. You asked about Jordan specifically. He's done well. He played really efficiently last year. His numbers and his consistency really showed up, even though he didn't seem right as a regular all the time. So, he just opened our eyes in the offseason studies, and so we're just giving him a shot. JPJ's working his tail off, and both those guys are battling, so it just makes us better. And they're not the only two. There's battles across the board, but that's one that, that jumps out at you.
For the last couple of weeks, on my show, we were asking the question leading up to training camp. What's going to be the biggest surprise? Who's going to be the name we're not talking about, we're giving no air, no oxygen to? Who's the guy we're going to be talking about by the end of training camp? And a week in to camp, and the name that is at the tip of everybody's tongue continues to be Jordan Meredith. Now, obviously, they saw something with Jordan Meredith's size and size and physical attributes are obviously something that Pete Carroll and his staff value and they look at when trying to put this puzzle together. Obviously, nobody's going to question Pete Carroll. He's seen it. He's done it, tried and true at a bunch of different levels, college and the NFL. He knows what it's supposed to look like, and he knows how to get the best out of players that fit certain molds. That's not to say, when we talk about the secondary, that a 5'9 cornerback like a Greedy Vance can't jump out to Pete Carroll. He has. He has done that. But that's also the case of we're asking why Jacorian Bennett isn't getting first, second team reps. He's getting third team reps. Well, he doesn't fit the mold like JT Woods, long, athletic. So I think when we look at this offensive line, it's almost a similar conversation that we're having. You talk about Jordan Meredith. He is listed at 6'2", 310, I believe, is the physical numbers. Let me double check that, Bobby. I want to make sure I get this right. 6'2", 300 pounds is what Jordan Meredith is listed at, which at guard is a smaller guard. There's no question about that. When you talk about, putting it in perspective, a guy like Alex Kappa is 6'6", 325. He's a monster. Jackson Powers Johnson, 6'3", 325. So they're big dudes. So Jordan Meredith, who showed well a season ago at the guard spot, all things considered, held his own, was able to do it. Pete Carroll believes, and his coaching staff said, that not only did Jordan Meredith turn heads with his body type, with his size, with what he was able to produce on the field, but looking at him, they just said he just looks more like a center, which is why a week into training camp, he has had four of the seven practices as the number one center with the number one team. That is a competition if I've ever heard it, and it also goes against everything we talked about in the offseason. Jackson Powers Johnson introduced himself to Ashton Gentry as, hey, I'm your center, Jackson Powers Johnson. He's going around. He says, I'm the guy. A season ago, he told the coaching staff, I'm a center. Well, right now, it looks like in this iteration of the Raiders and this finding the best five guys for the offensive line, the best interest of the Raiders is Jackson Powers Johnson at right guard. Now, this could change tomorrow. Jackson Powers Johnson could be back at center tomorrow. The mock game, we could see him at center. Who knows? But as it stands right now, based on the information we know, the team is sitting there saying maybe our best five option includes Jordan Meredith and Jackson Powers Johnson, but to accomplish that, we got to put Meredith at center. Now, that's where team building comes in. That's where team is bigger than I, and I'm sure Jackson Powers Johnson, even though he's a guy that says, I want to be center, I want to be the focal point of that offensive line, and not focal point like, hey, look at me, but just, the center, the literal and figurative center, I'm sure that means a lot to him. He's a Remington Award winner, best college center in the nation. He knows what it looks like. That's his spot. But, at least for now, the best five-man unit might mean he needs to be right guard. And everything we know of Jackson Powers Johnson, and he said it late last week. He said, you have to earn it for everything. I nothing is owed to me. I got to prove it each and every day. So even though he sits there, even though he's, you know, attached himself at the hip of at Max Crosby, and he's showing up early, and he lost weight, and he's in the best shape of his life, which is all fantastic, and that's good. But that could mean, that still could mean good things for the Raiders and the offensive line. So I think it's one of those things. Is it a surprise? Yeah. But it's also one of those parts of training camp that makes you go, man, I was not expecting that. But with a guy like Pete Carroll in charge, you almost have to, it's a tried and true recipe. Like, who are you to say it's not going to work? I mean, this is it's Pete Carroll. This isn't, and this is not trying to throw shade at Antonio Pierce, but if this was a year ago, I think we'd all be scratching our heads saying, like, what are we doing right now? But because it's Pete Carroll, because of his resume and his credibility, it's like, all right, Jordan Meredith is the guy. And to further the point of why Jordan Meredith seems to fit at center, here's Raiders head coach Pete Carroll, again, giving a little bit more context, a little more reasoning as to what he does so well that makes him a good fit at the center spot.
Really good communicator. He's a little bit smaller guy, and the position kind of is more adaptable for him. He doesn't line up on the big three techniques, you know, all the time. He can do it. He did it last year. But his power that he generates, and then the quickness and the smarts, that combination is what really gives him a chance to compete for this thing.
So there it is. And it was the first thing he said. First thing he said that jumped out to me. Communicator. You know, I said it on my show this morning, touched on it a little bit on the morning tailgate with Clay Baker and Vinny Bonsignor, but, you know, Elandon Roberts on the defensive side of the ball has gotten a lot of praise from Pete Carroll and Patrick Graham. And one of the first things, words out of their mouth when explaining why he's been such a good fit, why he's helping that group, is because of his communication. The communicating, not just on the field, but in the film room, in the tape study, in the meetings. And when that's the first thing that comes out of Pete Carroll's mouth, I think that's notable. He also points to the athleticism, the quickness, the IQ that allows him to fit in that spot. Because everything we've heard about this Raiders offense, specifically to the offensive line, is it's going to be dynamic. Colt Miller talked about it in the offseason. He said it's very different than anything he's been a part of it. And the only way to describe it is the word dynamic. Chip Kelly's offense is going to be dynamic. And in order to be dynamic, your offensive lineman must be athletic, quick, adaptable, and, for lack of a better term, dynamic. So when those words and those attributes are being attached to a Jordan Meredith, you're like, yeah, that makes sense. that all checks out. So we asked the question this morning, you know, what is the confidence in the offensive line with the competition that is currently ongoing? And even though Jackson Powers Johnson, I should say, even though Jackson Powers Johnson is at right guard, I have no doubt that there's still a competition. Like, the competition is not done by any means. Again, this was one practice. We're a week in a training camp. We still got weeks worth of runway, three preseason games, and don't forget a mock game at Allegiant Stadium on Saturday, August 2nd, 1 o'clock, Raider Nation. If you want to get a small taste of the silver and black inside Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, August 2nd, 1 o'clock is the place to be. Tickets are $5. $5. Each ticket goes to the Raiders Foundation. So it all goes to a good cause. It's as cheap of a ticket as you will find getting into that stadium. I don't think there'll be another event other than a free event, which is what we saw last year with the practices. But again, those were practices. Those were legitimate practices like you would come out and see at Raiders HQ in Henderson. This, by all assumption, everyone I've talked to, this is going to be a simulated game, a mock game. Now, what the tackling's going to look like, I don't know. I don't know how much they're going to let them run wild. I can't imagine. They're going to take care of each other. Let's just put it that way. They're going to take care of each other, but there's going to be some real competition. And it has been a physical, I have to say, I've been there every day for practice, doing the shows, the morning tailgate, from practice, watching it as we're they have been physical. And I was talking to Dante Thornton Jr., who we're going to hear from coming up in hour number two, my one-on-one interview with him. And he was just telling me, yeah, I felt it after the first day, Pat. The next morning, I was a little slower getting up. So they're feeling it without question, whether you're a rookie or a vet. But the competition does not stop here just because JPJ is at the right guard spot. I also find it interesting that Dylan Parham remains a constant at the left guard spot, because that was also going to be the question. If there is going to be movement, is it Dylan Parham, who also has played, taken snaps at center and done stuff there? Or is Alex Kappa going to be the odd man out, kind of the fresh face on that offensive line? It seems, at least for today, he was the odd man out. Now, I do want to get a different perspective on what this offensive line does look like. Adam Butler met with the media yesterday, and there was a lot of talk about what the defensive line is going to look like, whose production is going to take the uptick, the opportunity with Christian Wilkins now out. But he was also asked, from his perspective, what does he make of the offensive line? Because remember, a year ago at this time, the defense was having their way with the offense in just about every capacity. Getting after the quarterback, getting after the offensive line. The wide receivers never got the ball because the quarterback was unable to get them the ball. But a year later, what's Adam Butler's perspective on the Raiders' offensive line?
I'm excited about Jordan Meredith. I'm excited about JPJ, for sure. I'm a real big fan of JPJ. That's my guy. Strong, you know, young player. He's got that energy and that, you know, I see him as an all-pro guard at some point. I don't know if that's now or later. I'm really excited about him.
You hear that? All-pro guard. He didn't say center. He said all-pro guard. And that's his guy. So when you look at, I think there was a lot of hope, hype around Jackson Powers Johnson. Again, former second round pick, you know, has all the energy, the charisma. I mean, the kid's oozing charisma. There's not a camera that he shies away from. And I think that makes him likable to the fans, and rightfully so. He's a fan favorite. And the way he plays, more than anything he says or does off the field, it's the way he plays. He plays hard. He plays nasty, violent, physical. He's flying all around the field. Got a few too many flags a year ago. That's something that Raiders fans, while they appreciate the effort and the energy, you want to rein it in just a little bit. But, you know, Adam Butler, who is as respected a pro on this team as anybody in that locker room, when he says that's his guy and he sees him as an all-pro guard, that's not nothing. That's not nothing. So, again, are they tinkering? Is this a microcosm of what we're going to see in Foxborough week one? Don't know. We're going to get some more answers, I would imagine, during the mock game. Maybe even a little more this time next week when the Raiders kick off their preseason schedule in Seattle. And with the transpiring of today's practice, the question I want to put out there for today's program: we're a week into training camp. We're a week away from the preseason opener. Which player are you most excited to see in preseason game number one? And to an even lesser extent, the mock game on Saturday. Now, again, I know there's going to be a lot of Genos, there's going to be a lot of Ashtons, but I'm talking about the guys that are really battling, right? Because if you would ask me 4 days ago, it wouldn't have been Jordan Meredith, but now all of a sudden I want to see Jordan Meredith. I want to see him at center in a competitive situation. Not that Raiders practices are uncompetitive. I just mean somebody outside of their building. I don't know how much run Jordan Meredith is going to get in the preseason opener, Jackson Powers Johnson, but I would imagine if that is the iteration, I guess I would be a little shocked if we didn't see them in some capacity in Seattle. So I want to see Jordan Meredith at center. I want to see what that looks like. We're going to get a heavy dose of Aiden O'Connell, obviously. Cam Miller in the preseason, Pete Carroll told us as much. But you got to think Geno's got to be out there for a hot minute, right? It's back in Seattle. He's not going to get another opportunity. You got to imagine, you got to do something for him. They're not going to let him go and raise the 12 flag up in Seattle. You got to have him do something in his return to the Pacific Northwest. 702-365-9200 is the number. Which players that are battling in camp right now are you most excited to see when the Raiders open up their preseason schedule in Seattle? 702-365-9200. My cohort, my compadre, my colleague, Fox 5 Sports Director Kevin Bollinger will be joining us in a little about 10 minutes' time. We'll get his impressions of what he saw at camp, how he sees the battles going through. Coming up in hour number two, the 1 o'clock hour, Levi Edwards, Raiders digital reporter. Now, Bobby, I understand Levi was on the program yesterday. He was here. I'm accurate, right? He was here. Levi Edwards was on the show.
Verbally, but not physically.
Verbally. Well, because of the breaking news all around the offensive line between the left tackle, the Colt Miller extension, as well as the competition that continues to exude in the new iteration of the five-man unit, we had to get him back on. We had to get his daily notes, his notebook from camp. So he'll join us at about 1:05, and then at 1:30, we will run my one-on-one interview with Dante Thornton Jr., Raiders rookie receiver, his thoughts on camp, what it looks like on a day-to-day basis, how he's feeling. And also, he's had enough of the route tree talk. That he doesn't want to talk about it anymore, but we do talk about it in the interview. So we'll hear his thoughts on that. 702-365-9200. Who are you most excited to watch play in the preseason opener in Seattle? 702-365-9200. We'll get to your calls. It's the JT the Brick Show.
Well, Geno's a great image for him. You know, they're both similar. They're pocket guys that can really stand tall and stand up against the rush. They're both really smart. They both have big arm. They can throw the ball all over the field. Aiden has done really well. We're really pleased with what he's doing, and he's challenging Geno every day with numbers and trying to outdo him. And that's exactly what we hope for. That's what competing's all about. But I don't have any problem with Aiden playing for us. I mean, he's in the game. It's just the way I felt about Geno over all those years when he didn't get to. This is in a good spot right now. And yeah, I can't wait for the games. He'll get a lot of play time in preseason, and he's going to do really well.
So Raider head coach Pete Carroll talking about AOC, Aiden O'Connell, and the progress he's made during camp. Sees a lot of Geno back when he was in Seattle in the early days of Geno. Interesting little comp there. We'll set that aside. 702-365-9200. Who are you most excited about a week into training camp and a week away from the preseason opener to see in live game action? Let's get out to the phones. Raider Dave in Denver. Afternoon, how are we?
Hey, good to talk to you, Vince, without a couple of cohorts with you, maybe one that would cut me off. I wanted to give you the player that I'm most excited to see, which would be the quarterback. But I also wanted to talk about JPJ. I think you ended up surmising the whole situation. They're pretty good. But I think if you dig a little bit deeper, there's just so many more aspects to what each of these positions need. And let's face it, JPJ just might be better at pulling than Kappa.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be goal line or where they need more beef at the guard position, or maybe they go with six offensive line or something like that, alignment, where there will be room for six of them in there and they bring in Kappa. But if you look at the center position too, I think I heard something the other day about there could be a possibility of how the QB likes the snap getting back to him. Well, maybe, being a little bit lighter with Meredith, maybe he's a little bit better on the quick twitch muscle to get that ball back. You never know. But if JPJ is better at pulling than Meredith is,
mm-hmm.
then I think that's where the bread and the pudding is right there, because I believe, and you can say or nay, whatever you're allowed to say, that that's the kind of offense that Kelly is going to have. Now, on top of those two positions, what is it about Glaze on the right that has better continuity with Meredith or with Kappa, or with somebody that he's played with before, like JPJ? So I think there's a few different aspects about which one of these positions is best going to suit JPJ for the season. And then you look at, well, they're all going to get a role throughout the preseason games. And I'm most excited, and I've said this on Raider Nation Radio before, that we finally have the ability to have a starting five through all three preseason games and getting into the regular season. Because you know as well as I do, that has not happened the last few years. It hasn't been until like game four or game five where the starting five that lasts throughout the season finally get either figured out or healed up or contracted in to where they can have the starting five to start the season. And for a new running back, man, that is, and a new quarterback for that matter, that is so paramount for this offensive line to be solidified early and be a situation where they can all play together and have that continuity. And I know that Lincoln Kennedy would back me up on that 1,000%. Great to hear you on the show today. And if possible, maybe Bobby could put me on hold. I got a question for him. But okay. I'd love to hear you talk about those three positions and how they intercorrelate with each other and where JPJ could be, excel at each one of or each of the guard and the center.
Raider Dave, appreciate the call. Thank you for the kind words. And, no, it's a great point. I do think it's not just the battle at center, right? It's not just, as I mentioned, it's not just Jordan Meredith against Jackson Powers Johnson. It's finding the five best guys that can work together and make this thing go. And I think it's a very valid point and it's a very good point. You know, it's not just the correlation and the cohesion between Jackson Powers Johnson and Jordan Meredith on that right side, but DJ Glaze is absolutely a factor as well. The chemistry, the consistency, and the familiarity with JPJ is obviously apparent. They came in together, right? So they've been through at least an extra season of wars together. So that's not for nothing. I want to dive into that a little bit more, but with our next guest, my colleague, an Emmy winner, a multiple-time Nevada Sports Reporter of the Year. He is Fox 5 Sports Director Kevin Bollinger. Kevo! Afternoon. Thanks for joining us. How are we?
We are doing good. Good day out here once again at training camp, and love seeing the work getting done to get ready for a week from today.
All right, Kev. Now, I know Colton Miller. We know him. He's not this guy that says, everybody look at me, right? But, you know, offensive linemen always don't get the shine that these other positions do. But he signs this big contract extension about 16 hours ago. And he's immediately overshadowed by the competition going on at training camp and what we saw today. I know Colton's not going to be upset about it, but it just kind of goes to show you that there's bigger fish to fry. As big of a deal that was for Colton, we had quite the renaissance of what we saw with Meredith and JPJ with the ones together. What do you make of the offensive line in general and what we saw today?
Well, first off, I don't think Colton Miller minds at all having the spotlight taken away from him so he doesn't have to deal with the media and everything. He's just a lunch pail guy that just wants to show up and do his work. So as for everything today, I mean, as we watch this develop over the first 6 days of training camp practices where they were rotating in and out between Meredith and JPJ at center, you know, it was one thing because Pete Carroll's talked about competition. Now, today, for the first day, seeing JPJ going over to right guard, it's interesting. Now, it could all just be fodder for us here in the media because, as we know, Carroll does like to stoke a little competition, and maybe he's stoking Alex Kappa a little bit as well by putting him over there to light his fire as well. But, you know, the one thing that you're going to have the versatility on the offensive line, it's inevitable you're going to have injuries throughout the year. And so guys that can shift around to different spots is going to be important. The interesting thing about all of this is, you know, the guard position in the NFL has turned into a much bigger body than JPJ has. He does not fit the body style of what you would consider an NFL guard to be anymore. They're almost like what a tackle used to be in terms of size. So that's going to be an interesting thing as we go through this process as well. In terms of seeing the wear and tear with all of that. But, you know, a lot of this might just be, you know, every day, every rep, everything's competition. And, you know, maybe he's just trying to stir the pot a little bit. We're still early in training camp. So, you know, I wouldn't read everything into it, but I think that they know that they have options with all of those guys on the line, and I think that that's an important piece to the puzzle throughout the season.
You know, there's something that sticks with me when special teams coordinator Tom McMahon stepped to the podium And he was asked about Max Crosby lining up with the field goal block team. And we all kind of like chuckled, hey, that was fun. And he basically said something to the effect, and I'm paraphrasing, if they're out there, they're a real option to be out there come the regular season. We're not wasting reps here. And that's just kind of been playing over and over in my mind, specifically when it comes to this competition on the offensive line. And to see what we saw today with Jordan Meredith at center and Jackson Powers Johnson at right guard, this feels like I don't want to say that this is what we're going to see week one in Foxborough, because as you said, there's a lot of runway. But now I'm curious to see how much we're going to see of them in Seattle in preseason game number one.
Oh, I think we'll see the ones. You know, I think that the way that the preseason is set up now, you're going to see at least a series with the ones. Now, who's going to be in the ones, again, remains to be seen. And, again, could also be part of the tinkering. Linemen tend to play a little bit more in the preseason than maybe some of the skill position players anyway. So, but who's going where and at what point in the game? And are they going to shuffle the chess pieces? You know, maybe they go two series and switch them back and forth in that first game in Seattle. I mean, that's all things that we have to kind of get a feel for, and with Pete Carroll, how he wants to approach things, and that just adds even more intrigue to next Thursday night in Seattle.
We're talking to Fox 5 Sports Director Kevin Bollinger. He will be in Seattle with the team covering the preseason opener for the Silver and Black. How surprised are you with the lack of reps Jacorian Bennett has received thus far in a camp?
I'm a little surprised, but then, you know, I keep going back to you know, size, which has always been kind of Pete Carroll's love of size at that position, right? He likes bigger guys, and Jacorian Bennett at 5'10 is not your biggest corner. And we all know that Carroll likes a little bit of length there. And they brought in some guys that have that. So, you know, that's kind of more of what I keep circling back to in my head from day one of him talking about what he likes at that position and what his history has shown with the kind of guys that he uses at that position. So he's certainly going to have to show himself a lot here, I think, going forward as they try and get the depth chart set.
You know, I posed the question here at the top of the hour, you know, who are you most excited about to see in the preseason opener in real competition? Not to say practice isn't competition, because you and I have both seen with our own eyes how physical practice has been, but against somebody not in silver and black, right? So when you look ahead to preseason game number one in Seattle, who are you most excited to see from a camp battling perspective go up against some competition that's not Raiders?
Jonah Laulu, and here's the reason why. Not just because he's a local kid. Of course, you know, it's great that you know, we have a local kid that's doing so great.
It's always good for stories, eh, Kevo?
But what a great opportunity that he has here. I mean, it looks like they're going to give him the opportunity to go out there and earn a lot more reps on the interior part of the line this season. And he's kind of the guy that's come to the top now that Christian Wilkins isn't going to be here. And so now he has to go out and showcase that he can do it and that he can handle it. And the better he does, the more reps he gets. So I want to see how he performs. I think it's an important part of this team as well, because the interior part of that defensive line, they're going to be rotating guys in. But that's going to be a critical part of how this defense is going to be able to stand up against these other teams this year. And Jonah Laulu is going to be one of the big factors for this Raiders team.
We're talking to Fox 5 Sports Director Kevin Bollinger here on the JT The Brick Show. I'm Vince Sapienza. What has stood out to you at training camp?
You know, I think it's been the energy and the intensity for every play. You know, you talked about McMahon saying, you know, we don't waste reps. We've all seen a lot of these training camps where there are times when players take plays off. You know, it's a long training camp. They're not doing that here. Every rep has been 100% by every player, every coach, high energy. And it's just, it goes back to the culture thing. That's why they brought Pete Carroll in. That's why he designed the staff the way he did. That's why they have certain players here and certain players that aren't here anymore, because they're going to bring it. And To me, that has stood out. It has been totally different than every other camp. I've been doing the Raiders camp for, this tenure since 2017. Then I covered the Raiders in a previous job back in the 90s, right after they moved to Oakland. Totally different, another level this year than I've ever seen in terms of getting the most bang for their buck out of every play. And that's really stood out.
And I don't want to get into prognosticating or things of that nature, but how much has what you've seen thus far, again, I know small sample size, a week in a training camp, seven on-field practices, but how much has it or has it not changed your outlook on this team in 2025?
You know, I don't think it's changed my outlook in terms of, anything yet, because I want to see what they really have as they go against competition. And it really comes down to, as it does with almost every team, but especially a team that maybe doesn't have as much depth, it's going to come down to injuries and injuries at key spots. And can they withstand those injuries during the year? That's going to be critical for the Raiders. I think they're going to be in a lot of one-score games this year, and it's just a matter of whether they're going to come out on the winning end of, those one-score games. So I think, you know, I think that there's a lot of things to be excited about if you're Raider Nation, but you still want to see it translate. And that's why I think that this week one matchup against New England is massive, because you have two teams that are very similar. New head coaches, total culture changes. They're both teams that, have struggled here in the last couple of years, but there's some talent there that they could be one of those teams that makes that move this year, and they're going to go head-to-head in week one, and I think that's going to be such a, great gauge for, where the Raiders are with this squad right out of the gate.
If you were to set the odds, what are the odds the Seahawks let Pete Carroll raise the 12 flag one more time?
I will say the odds are that he will do it, but it'll be maybe in about 10 years when he's retired.
There you go. Kev's always got an answer. Fox 5 Sports Director Kevin Bollinger. Kev, obviously, as I mentioned, you're going to be in Seattle. What else can Raider Nation expect from Fox 5 and their coverage this preseason?
Well, as always, we do the Raiders pregame live. It's a half hour live show leading up to kickoff. Obviously, you're a huge part of that. You're going to be hosting alongside with me, whether in studio or at the stadium. And you know, the way that we want to do things is get people excited, but to also get to know this team a little bit. So we'll have all kinds of, different features to get to know the players, but we're also going to go a little more in depth on the X's and O's, especially as we get closer to the end of the preseason, to get everybody ready for kickoff of week one. So exciting stuff, and really looking forward to another preseason of being side by side with my partner there, Vin Sapienza.
I appreciate that, Kevin. Follow him on the X at Kevin Fox 5 Vegas. He is Fox 5 Sports Director Kevin Bollinger. Kev, thanks for taking some time. Appreciate you.
You got it, Vince.
All right, that is Kevin Bollinger. So, Jonah Laulu, the name that jumps out to him in terms of wanting to see in that preseason opener, and I agree with you, but I do think he's kind of burying the lead a little. It always helps telling the stories, the local guys, but also from a production standpoint in the team, he's also going to be a big, big factor as well. Let's get back out to the phone, shall we? Waiting oh so patiently is Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, who are you most excited to see when the Raiders kick off their preseason schedule 1 week from tonight?
How do you doing, Vin? Thanks for taking my call, brother. Defensive tackles, J.J. Pegues and Hemingway, Tonka Hemingway.
Yep.
It's just it's unfortunate that Wilkins was cut. I like our rotation for these line, and these two guys, I think they're good, and they begin seeing a lot of playing time. So I'm looking forward to that.
Those are great.
A lot of good talent in this team this year, I think.
Yeah, those are two great names. Thank you. Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate that. J.J. Pegues, by the way, just he looks. Him and Tonka, I shouldn't leave Tonka out. They just are mammoths. They take up a lot of space. And, you know, when I'm sitting out there watching training camp and doing the show, Leki Fotu is a guy that just takes up all the vision space because he's just so massive. He's tall, he's big, he's heavy, but man, do not sleep on J.J. Pegues and Tonka Hemingway. They both have been getting rotations and runs with the twos, and they're going to see a lot of preseason action, so they have a lot of opportunity to not only compete, but to showcase their talents as well. Let's get one more in, Bobby, before we hit it. Raider Mike! Oh, Raider Mike! A different time, but What a conversation. Vincenzo. How are you?
Vincenzo.
Yes.
Salut.
Salut.
Sorry about the sniper shot on your Rockies. I'm just trying to be a friend.
I understand. I appreciate you keeping me humble.
No, you just need a new team.
Well said. Well said.
Hey, Vinny, who is your football? You're not a Bronco, are you?
No. What are we doing?
You're Raider a Raider,
Mike.
Right?
Raider Mike, what are we doing? This is the flagship for the silver and black.
You need to be validated.
Okay.
The nation has to validate you.
Okay.
And it's never been said on air. Just say it. Probably.
Say what?
I'm a Raider.
I'm a Raider.
I am a Raider. Say it like an oath.
Raider Mike, you're the best. Who are you most looking forward to next week when the Raiders open up their preseason
schedule?
Before I get
to that, Colton Miller, congrats. Great soldier, great Raider. Thank you for signing him. He deserved it. Number two, congrats to EA.
Yes.
He's going in, boys.
It's happening.
He's going in. And that, what?
It's happening.
It is happening. And well-deserved. Now, it's weird. They didn't wait for him to kick the bucket before they put him in. Generally, that happens with the Raiders. I don't know what happened there. Thank God they're turning the table on that weird tactic. Oh, Cliff goes in after he's gone. The snake goes in after he's gone. It just pisses me off. Plunkett, get in there. Wiz, the judge. Christensen, Townsend. There's several more. That's enough for now. Anyway, lastly, who I want to see? I got to see this kid. I heard he's in great shape. The other Vinny said he's in great shape.
Yeah, he looks good.
And I'm like, why didn't we take Shador? Because Tommy's like, I got Aton and Young Jesus. So anyway, I'm psyched to see him. And on the other side, Devin. I got to see that monster's back. I did not know that backstory of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And bless him. His strength is it's Raider-esque. Let's see what Devin has. Because I did not want Klee. I don't want any Clemson player ever again, probably. No, I want a Josh Allen or Devin. They were both there, and we took Klee. Major, major mistake by the Raiders. That's all I got for you, bro. Raiders, my peace.
Raider Mike. That is Raider Mike. He is out. Appreciate the phone call. 702-365-9200 is the number. The question of the day. Who are you most excited to watch? Who is the name during camp that you are just aching, itching to see battle, compete, and showcase their talent 1 week from tonight when they open their preseason schedule in Seattle? 702-365-9200. It is the JT the Brick Show and Vince Sapienza, Raider Nation Radio, 920.
A lot. I would say that like it's not even just like football. Like all the years I've been here, it feels like we actually like are really close. Like even like you can joke around with everybody and everybody feels good to be around, and especially defensively, D-line wise and stuff like that. Like I would rather chill in the D-line room with all the D-linemen than just to sit in the cafeteria by myself. So it's always great.
Raiders edge rusher, defensive end Malcolm Kuntz. And you know, that's an interesting soundbite. That is really, you know, when I first listened to it and I was there, I kind of didn't think anything of it. I just thought, you know, it's same old training camp, camaraderie, you know, I really like everybody, that kind of thing. But then I listened to it again just now. And when he sits there and says, you know, I'd rather sit in the D-line room and hang out with them than sit in the cafeteria by myself. Now it has me thinking, was that the case in prior times with Malcolm Kuntz, where he just felt, you know, I'm just going to go chill out and sit in the cafeteria? I hope that's not the case, but that's what I hear. When somebody says, I'd rather do this than that, that means that the other option was an option at one point, or at least a thought crossed his mind. So, again, not to make too much of any one thing, but, you know, you hear stuff like that and it kind of just lets you in a little bit on not just what's happening now, but what maybe wasn't happening a season ago, two seasons ago, whatever the case may be. 702-365-9200. Welcome back inside the JT The Brick Show. I'm Vince Sapienza filling in for JT as he is en route to Canton, getting ready to celebrate and enjoy the festivities of Eric Allen. Set to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So excited for EA, as I know I can speak on behalf of all of Raider Nation as well. Let's hit the text line. What's up, Vince? This is Cornhusker Raider. Just want to give you all a shout out. We love all work everyone does for us Raider fans. I agree with most when they say this season just feels different. The first game I was able to watch in person was the 2014 game against the Rams in St. Louis. We got blown out 52-0. Matt Schaub comes in at halftime for rookie DC, throws a pick six. Tough first game. I truly believe better horizons are ahead. Go Raiders. You know, at some point, now's not the time because we're in the midst of training camp. And, you know, obviously once the regular season rolls around, it's not time for it. But that's a good offseason topic. What is the worst horror? Who has the worst or the best, however you want to categorize it, horror story of your first sporting event? 52-0 shellacking. That's a tough one to beat. I got to write that one down and save that one for later because that could be a fun topic. Let's see. Kenny, Minnesota, what's up, Vince? I'm most excited to watch Jack Besh and get an idea of how he's going to be used in this offense and how he adjusts to the speed of the NFL. I feel like he's going to have a huge impact on our offense this season. Go Raiders. You know, Jack Besh is fascinating because he's a guy that Pete Carroll singled out as having a hell of a first few padded practices at training camp. Showing off the physicality, fighting through the hands, things of that nature. He's a good one. Hour number two on the way.